I went on the website of an independent Fundamental Baptist church this week, so-called. He had an essay on why preachers are wrong when they preach against women wearing pants. He had a whole essay about why women should wear pants. And he said in Revelation chapter 1 that Jesus was wearing a dress. That's what he said. Because it says he was clothed with a garment down to his feet. Now, I don't know about you, I'm clothed with a garment down to my feet right now.
Amen.
It's called a pair of pants. And he said Jesus was wearing a dress. That's blasphemy.
Yeah.
Jesus did not wear a dress.
Right.
And I don't think he wants his pastors to wear a dress either.
Yes.
Would you like me to come to church wearing a dress tonight? I do it. And he said this. He said, well, when the Bible talks about pants in the Old Testament, breeches, he said that was underwear. So I'm thinking to myself, okay. He said in Exodus 28:42, let me turn there just so I don't quote it to you wrong. This is what he said in Exodus 28:42. And wasn't the camping trip fun?
Amen.
While we were there? Yeah, that was great. Amen. Exodus 28:42. The Bible reads, and thou shalt make them linen breeches. And breeches, be our motto, breeches. Today we would spell it B-R-I-T-C-H-E-S. Some of the spellings in the Bible are a little different. Like music is spelled with a K at the end. Oh man, the King James Bible is hard. Just put your thumb over the K, you'll be fine. Okay. Music with a K on the end. But it says here, it says, thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness. From the loins even under the thighs they shall reach. And he said, that's not talking about pants, that's talking about underwear. Jesus and his disciples were wearing flowing robes and skirts and dresses. That's what they all wore back then, is what he says. But wait a minute, this is God commanding them to wear pants. Okay?
Right.
And he says, breeches that go from the loins and to the thighs. So it's covering their thigh. He says, cover your nakedness. And in Isaiah 47:3, it talks about women exposing their thigh. And he says, it's nakedness. Okay?
Right.
But look, so wait a minute. Number one, I don't wear underwear down on my knees. Number one. Because he's commanded them to wear underwear down on their knees, according to this preacher. You know, it's got to cover your thigh, your underwear. Okay, number two, if it's underwear, how is it covering your nakedness? Think about it. Is anybody listening? If it's something you're wearing under something else, why would you need it to cover your nakedness? Sounds like your nakedness is already covered by your clothes.
Right.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not trying to be graphic or anything this morning, but my underwear is not covering my nakedness right now. My nakedness is covered by my clothing. If somebody sees your underwear, it's no longer underwear. And by the way, that's something that you teenagers need to work on in this wicked generation.
Right. Yeah,
I'm sick and tired of seeing people's underwear in public.
Amen.
It's called underwear for a reason, because
yeah.
We're not supposed to see it.
Amen.
And you know, nothing more sleazy than a girl showing her underwear.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
They got their low-rider pants. Mm-hmm. They got their bare midriff showing their underwear. It's as wicked as the devil.
That's right.
The Bible says your buttocks is your nakedness.
Right.
I get my sermon. I preach it. That's the word the Bible uses. It says you show your buttocks, that's your nakedness. You show your thighs, it's nakedness. You show your loins, it's nakedness. This is what the Bible teaches. And so, no, this is not underwear. It's pants to cover your nakedness,
Amen.
To cover you up.
Amen.
It sounds like it's on the outside. Now you say, well, Jesus wore a robe. Jesus wore a coat. And these words are all used synonymously throughout the Bible. Listen, coat, robe, mantle. Are you listening? Coat, robe, mantle. Okay, these words are used as something kind of like what I'm wearing right now. Wow, this is a coat. Or who's ever worn an overcoat that went down to your knees? I have. When I lived in Chicago, I had a wool overcoat. I'd button up my suit like this, right? Button up my suit like this, and then I'd put on a wool overcoat that hung down right to about here. But you better know I had something on underneath, and it was a pair of pants.
Amen.
So to say that because Jesus wore a coat, Jesus wore a robe, who knows what a robe is? Let's think for a minute. A robe is something that's open. You go like this and tie it together. You don't go down the street like that. Okay?
Right.
It's something that you wear when you're getting out of the shower. And don't tell me that Jesus walking around with a trench coat on and nothing else. Or a dress or a skirt. No, he had a pair of pants on, like the Bible says, five times in the Old Testament.
Amen.
He tells the priest, wear a pair of pants to cover your nakedness. And so, he was wearing pants, like I'm wearing pants. You know when they started wearing dresses in the Middle East? Islam. This is the truth from history. In the 7th, 8th century, with the advent of Islam, and I was at the airport less than a week ago and saw a man wearing a dress, you know, because he was Islamic. He was an Arab. And so he was wearing a dress down to, you know, and it was a skirt. I mean, it was like a woman's skirt and a dress. That's wicked. Islam's a wicked religion, by the way.
Right, amen.
And so you got to understand that, what did that have to do with the sermon, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Does anybody remember?
Read.
I don't know, it was good, but does anybody remember? Oh yeah, we're naming sin. This was a good example of naming some sin, right? Girls who wear low-rider pants, it's a sin.
That's
girls
right.
who wear pants, it's a sin. You know, Amen. Girls who wear low-rider skirts, it's a sin. Girls who wear short mini skirts, it's a sin. See, this is the kind of preaching that people don't like. This is the kind of preaching that the previous baby boomer generation will not stand behind the pulpit and do.